Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Monday morning.
Thanks.
The Olympics finished up. I did watch a lot of Olympics. Some people are super rabid for it, but I would just watch the highlights that they put on in prime time. And
do we have? Oh, no live spots today.
That's no too bad. Live spots.
You know what I did yesterday? I watched on Xfinity. Little 5-minute videos of all the competitions.
So
all I had to do was skip the ice skating, and it jumped me to
the ice skating's great, man. You know what was great about it was the was Tara and Johnny Weir.
Weir.
They lots of times they were just kind of straight doing their commentary on stuff. But man, there were a few times I was like, that's funny. They're adorable. They're so charming. I guess they have a whole podcast and they do this whole thing together. And congratulations to them on being the stars of the Olympics. It was also fun hearing Johnny Mosley here and there. That's always nice to hear our hometown here. A little bit. I heard him more toward the beginning.
I saw his Instagram and he was,
posting
away.
He was posting away.
And he.
I wonder if that's part of his deal that he has to.
Probably.
Social media.
Post a lot of stuff.
Maybe. Probably. But he seemed to know all the skiers, and based on the pictures, seemed to be chumming it up pretty good.
He's very involved in that world. So we picked up two more medals in the last couple days, and it looks like, let me see if I have the total medal count. Norway won the most medals. They got 39 total medals. Germany had 31, Canada 29, the U.S. 23, and the Netherlands in fifth place with 20. Back in 2014, we won 28, and we won 37 in 2010, which was the record.
Mm.
And now Norway has beaten the record with 39 medals. Our men's curling team won gold over the weekend, which was incredibly exciting. I don't know if you followed this at all, Vinny, but what a sport curling is. The U.S. and Sweden were tied until we scored 5 points in a single round near the end. That means 5 out of our 8 stones all stayed in the target area, and Sweden had none. I know. It was crazy exciting. Like, oh, my God.
Is that thing called a stone?
Curling should be. I don't know what it is. The rock?
Let me ask you something.
Stone's funny.
Did you know anything about curling growing up in Boston?
No.
Because it is an East Coast.
It's not. It's a Canada thing, in my opinion. I had never heard of that outside the Olympics ever. Have you ever heard of curling at any point in your life? Listen, I'm very sorry to the San Francisco men's curling team. We've never heard of you.
Well.
So I don't know anything about it.
I also was shocked to see a women's hockey team.
Mm.
But I know that is an East Coast thing. I started watching. And one of the ladies is Boston College. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, they have teams on the East Coast. Of course they do.
Sure.
And then I'm watching and it's exciting.
Yeah, hockey's great.
But women's hockey specifically was fast, exciting.
And they won, right?
They did win.
Yeah.
They got one of the gold. It was absolutely, I thought it was excellent.
Yeah.
And I've watched women's basketball where they stop before they're on a fast break. They stop right before the hoop and bank shot it. And I'm like, okay, no. you got to do better than that. You can't lay that up. No. So there's,
Yes.
There's a difference in performance. But in this case, it was really good.
Yeah.
Really good. Fast and
furious.
Excellent.
It was fast and furious, homie.
Exciting.
I didn't see it.
Did you see any of the Olympics?
You don't have a TV. No, I watched
the
guy who has all that sexual harassment against him. What's his name?
Sean White.
Yeah. Sean White. I watched him a lot.
He was great.
It's the lady from his band.
Yeah. So, but I thought he was amazing. I thought that was the highlight of the Winter Olympics.
What about the female snowboarding half pipe? I watched that yesterday on the Xfinity little thing.
What's her name? Jamie something?
I can't think of it.
It is, hold on, Jamie Anderson.
Right. No.
Yeah. Snowboarder Jamie Anderson.
No, half pipe.
Michaela Schifrin.
Nope. She's a little South Korean girl. She's like 16.
Chloe Kim?
Chloe Kim. That's the one I watched last night.
Oh, yeah. She was a big name.
She was excellent.
She's also, this was interesting, 17-year-old snowboarders Chloe Kim and Red Jetted became the first athletes to be born in the 21st century and win a gold medal.
Oh, that's awesome.
The youngest athlete to compete was a 15-year-old skier from China. The oldest was a 49-year-old curler from Finland. This curling thing. I mean, there are so many sports in the world that are not in the Olympics.
This is stuff around the world that's popular, and it's just not popular here. But I think there are more curling enthusiasts on the East Coast where it gets cold.
No, there's no curling. Never heard of it.
Minnesota, really?
That's not the East Coast, Vin. That's the coast of Canada.
All right, whatever you want to call. I'm talking about cold places.
Well, it would have to be cold, wouldn't it?
Hey.
What?
I just posted Chloe Kim at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to watch her historic run.
It was excellent.
You're amazing.
The paper was reporting that her cornflakes box sold out within 7 hours.
She
is
awesome.
Record breaker.
Yeah, everybody who collects things, this is the time, you know. The people who collect things, don't open them, keep them wrapped in plastic. Those people, you know those people.
I do.
They're the people with the big attics and the cataloged, temperature controlled. Those people. That's going to pay for their kids' college someday. You know, don't knock it. So anyway, I guess so. In the end, we won 9 gold medals, 8 silver, 6 bronze. Our best sport was snowboarding, where we won 7, including 4 gold. 4 medals also in freestyle skiing. 3 in alpine, 1 in cross country. Gold in women's hockey, a gold in curling. Silvers in bobsled, luge, and short track. A bronze in speed skating, and 2 bronze medals in figure skating.
The short track speed skating I watched, it's like a team thing.
Like a relay kind of thing?
Yeah, and that was a trip, the way they skate around the inside of the ice waiting for their turn to come back in, and then the person who's been out there pushes them in the butt to get them going again. And the whole thing is choreographed, and it's pretty spectacular. And South Korea women's team was, I don't know if how they had a fall, but they had a fall and came back to win the thing. Impressive.
Only 2 world records were broken this year. Those were both in speed skating. 23 Olympic records also fell, but 17 of those were also in speed skating. Like, the speed skating was huge this year.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome.
The other 6 records broken were in figure skating. I guess those must be just score records, because I don't know what, you know, like extra turns or highest jump.
Did you watch that Russian girl do the ice skating?
I watched a lot of ice skating. I'm not sure.
She won the gold medal.
I don't know. What was her name?
Sean White.
Oh, my God. Did you see the Russian girl who was wearing? Hold on. There was a chick who was wearing a sweatshirt that said, hold on. Oh, it was a bobsledder, though. Russian women's bobsled team showed off her I don't do doping sweatshirt, and now she's been caught doping.
They caught a few Russians doping at this Olympics on top of
the fact that they're
not supposed to be out there in the first place. It's so, but, and I haven't seen it, but someone told me, Hooman, have you seen the Netflix special called Icarus?
Yeah, well, I didn't see it, but that was the big thing at Sundance last year, yeah.
Yeah, it's about the doping scandal and how deep it goes in Russia. And it's about them trying to be the superior. It's the communism against freedom thing goes all the way.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to be the better human beings.
Don't they understand that that's the base model, that you don't do this because you would want to be?
I don't think they do. Don't you see?
Yeah.
The girl's name is
Irony.
Alina Zagitova. You know her?
I don't.
She won the gold medal. She's 15.
Oh. That's young.
It is.
Very young.
There was also a U.S. women's skater, Mirai Nagasu. This is the only reason that she really makes the news is because she gave this really bizarre interview. She struggled through a performance, and she said some things about how she just wanted to be a star. She wanted to be on Dancing with the Stars, mm-hmm. like right after her performance. Oh, were you able to find this?
Oh, that was this not, is going to no. be good, everyone. Turn it off.
Well, so she's apologizing for the stuff that she said right after because clearly like her coaches and mom got to her and were like, oh, my God, you got to take that stuff back.
She got to take it back.
Among other things, she said that she punted the free skate intentionally so she could audition for Dancing with the Stars. She said, I smiled in the middle of my program, which is very rare for me. I thought of this as my audition for Dancing with the Stars. I'd like to be on Dancing with the Stars. I want to be a star. Mm. And I guess it went on and on. She says, I feel really, really awful about the things I said. I feel bad that people think I was throwing my teammates under the bus because I never wanted to come off that way. So she's walking back her.
Well, she didn't want to come off that way, but she meant everything she said. Mm-hmm. She just didn't like the reaction to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me see if there's anything else I want to. Because this is it. Oh, the curling team that won the gold, our guys, they tweeted Delta, and they said, hey, we won. How about an upgrade? And Delta said,
no.
Yeah, congratulations. We don't have any upgrades to offer, but we look forward to seeing you on board. Thanks for flying
bummer.
With us.
Flying's awful. Mm. Oh, God.
Oh, and also they were handed the wrong medals. I guess they all get up on the podium. They were handed the golden women's curling. They
hey.
What are you guys trying to say?
Did you see the one Canadian lady that took her medal off?
Yeah.
Is that the that's the hockey team?
Mm-hmm. Jocelyn LaRocque. I guess she, mm-hmm. yeah, they were on. She gets handed it and she takes it off. And she said afterward, let me see if she, I've got a quote from her.
I'm a poor sport.
She said, in the moment, right. I was disappointed with the outcome of the game. My emotions got the better of me.
Yeah. I'm a poor sport. Yeah.
It's too bad.
Right. Yeah.
So here's something.
Here we go.
Moving on. There's the Olympics, everyone. They're over. Ewan McGregor. Mm-hmm. He dumped his wife of 22 years. As you may recall, uh-huh. and to shack up with his co-star on Fargo,
right,
Mary Elizabeth Winstead. So how's that working out for him?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't be.
Yeah, she just dumped him.
Of course she did.
So
everybody hates me everywhere I go.
I'm a homewrecker.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. What does she think?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, people scream, homewrecker, bitch, bleephole. I didn't know I was going to be that. Mm. Oh, really? You didn't? Because, you know, here's a guy with, three kids?
Three kids, 22 years. You know what? I'm not seeing the kid count here, but I think he does have three kids.
I hadn't,
four kids.
I hadn't heard this, but I
did. Well, it's out of the star. Maybe they're still together.
No,
I don't know. Maybe
no.
It is worth it out for
I bet they're not, because I bet she's getting everything I just said she's getting. The daughter put on Instagram a song about how bummed she is about her dad. Mm. And I didn't listen to it, but it was like, oh.
You got to find that song.
She's totally heartbroken that her dad left her mom for some co-star that apparently had come to their house for dinner before they got together. So here's dad brings home his new girlfriend before their boyfriend and girlfriend.
Well.
And the whole family.
Before everyone knew they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Is around this.
He has four daughters. Mm.
So, does he go back to his old family?
Well,
yeah.
There's some pictures of him spotted
Absolutely,
with the ex-wife.
He does.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he does.
She won't take him.
Yeah, she will.
No.
I found the song. Oh.
You
Did you
found
find it, Bryn?
I found it. I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh.
Yeah, in case there's cursing in it, listen to it real quick.
She absolutely has to. Like, he has to reconcile with her.
Well, she doesn't have to.
Well,
she doesn't have to.
She might be like, you know what? Just keep those payments coming.
Well,
I'm out there having a life.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what to say about that.
Lame. Don't do it, boys. How old is Mary Elizabeth Winstead?
I think she's like 20.
How old are his daughters?
Mary Elizabeth is 33.
Oh.
Oh.
That's at least she's.
Oh, man.
She recently got divorced, too, in 2017 from some guy named Riley Stearns.
Oh, so they both broke up their relationships to be together. Well, congratulations on your 1 year together.
So is Mary Elizabeth, she's a singer? Looks like she's got some albums.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She was, you know, she's the chicken Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
Oh, I love her, actually.
She is?
Yeah, and that's she was funny. Also in that last Cloverfield movie with John Goodman.
You know what? I don't even know her. I saw her face in the story I read, and she's pretty fresh-faced.
Yeah.
But I didn't, so she's 30. A singer and
I don't know anything about her except right. that she was in Fargo with Ewan McGregor. And
ruin this dude's
right.
She's got three movies coming
well,
out.
Well, he, you know, it is the dude who was in the marriage.
Agreed, 1,000%.
But that still doesn't stop anybody from yelling homewrecker.
Yeah, well.
You ruined. Was he, which Skywalker, who was he? Was he was young
he was
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
That's
yeah,
right.
He was
I'm
in
like,
the,
he's
the
not
ones
Anakin
that know, with Jar Jar. He was with Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Boo.
Did you find the song?
No, I've been reading quotes. I can't read it.
It's okay.
It's super sad.
Yeah,
it's just some
it's
daughter's
fine.
Heartbreak over her, you know, whatever. You
lose
know.
Her dad?
Oh.
Is that bad to say?
Probably.
Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, yeah.
She got married.
Yeah. Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Out of the blue, too. She's been dating this other dude on and off for like 3 years. She met this guy like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I looked at the picture because I was traveling, so I'm obviously I got time to kill. I look at the picture and I'm like, that guy gets her?
There's a cut there. You know what's funny? He's one of these dudes that sometimes he does look pretty hot. Like there's a couple photos I saw where I'm like, okay, I see it now. And then there's other ones where I'm like, oh my God.
Okay, but wait a minute.
Yikes.
So
Jeez
the photo I saw of them, I went, ew, that guy gets her. So I looked him up thinking, okay, he's called an actor.
What's he been in?
Nothing.
No.
Zero.
So let's see here. About 6 weeks they knew each other. He's a producer, is what they're saying here.
Yeah, I looked up what he produced. Nothing.
He's in
Zero.
Business with the Safdie brothers. They run Alara Pictures, which I guess they're saying has an impressive roster of films for. It looks like a lot of indie stuff that you'd never would have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you're in the independent film world.
He's a big shot.
No, not him, but the Solara Pictures or the Safdie brothers. Anyway, he hasn't appeared in anything since 06. They say it's unclear how they met or why they decided to marry so quickly, but they made the relationship public on Valentine's Day. They're spotted kissing for the first time.
So 6 weeks courtship.
6 weeks, yeah.
Yikes!
I got married today.
Do you think she's pregnant
to.
Or something?
I don't know.
Probably
no, because they haven't been together long enough for that to even be something that
they would announce or
that they can't be. No, they're just that dumb.
Just love boning you so much. I'm sure this will never end. This is so perfect. Let's get married. All right. Sounds good. I'm with you. I think this is great. It's like a really level-headed conversation like that. That's how it went.
Well, and then there they are announcing it on Instagram.
Oh, my God. That's this is
genius.
So fun. Look how many likes we're getting. This is great. This obviously was the right decision. I mean.
People love love. Look
yeah.
at it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well, this one's kind of mean. No. Haters gonna hate. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, drinking makes the news.
Oh, drinking. I'd love to hear some news about drinking.
Oh, all right.
Great. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the Sarah and Vinny show is brought to you by Amazon. Imagine Dragons are coming. Oh, my goodness. Scared me. Thunder. Imagine Dragons are coming to Concord Pavilion on July 24th. The tickets go on sale this Saturday, which is March 3rd. So we're already like working on the third month.
Did you know time changes in 2 weeks?
No. Yep. That is great news.
And
so
spring starts,
sick
right?
of it getting
a couple weeks also.
The 20 right around the 21st. Or 20th, 21st, somewhere around there. March 20th, 21st, something
But
like
our time changes on
That's great.
Two weekends.
Cannot wait.
When's the weather going to get warm?
It's never going to be warm again, Hooman. I'm
sorry. It's on the 11th of March.
Oh.
Just so
you
know.
That's great. That's, yeah, next weekend.
No.
So anyway, yeah, wait. Next weekend. This
oh,
weekend's
next weekend.
The 3rd.
Right, right, right.
It's supposed to rain today, huh?
It did rain.
It was raining on my way in.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Too.
That's good. We need a little rain.
Sure, we do.
Feels a little
late. It's
supposed
to rain Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Great.
Well, we'll see.
Imagine Dragons are coming to Concord Pavilion on July 24th. The tickets go on sale this Saturday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And we've got tickets before you can even buy them. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 wins a pair of tickets to the Imagine Dragons show. Thunder, call now. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come talk to a walk-in hiring event. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/freshbayjobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? We're going to begin with something that I have used and place great importance on, and I'm sure a lot of you do, too.
Okay.
It's the Maps app on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anymore, we just
right.
enter in the address and follow it to wherever it takes us.
Yep.
And most of the time, it does pretty darn good.
We have this friend who lives in kind of in the Seattle area.
Is it Village?
It's not Village. His name's Mentor. Curtis.
Wait.
He just,
Mentor is the guy? This is the older boy that hung out with you guys?
That's true. That's who he was.
He always mansplained to you?
He would mansplain. He was great, though. He was a friend of ours, and we knew a couple of people from his family. But anyway, so he was driving down, and we go, okay, well, here's the address. And he goes, okay, can I have directions? I'm like, just put it in your map. Google Maps. He goes, oh, I have a flip phone.
Oh, he's that guy.
I was like, okay, take 101 South. I'm like, I don't even know how to tell you how to get to my house.
Go to AAA and get your little
right, go get a
Rand
triptych.
McNally map.
Right. It was actually annoying. I was like, you're supposed to be our mentor.
Yeah, we all do that now. The Google Maps, Apple Maps,
right.
Waze, whichever you use. So that's actually the story, which is a senior manager at Adobe spent last year collecting data from Google Maps, Waze, which I thought Google owned Waze.
Yeah,
I thought so too.
And Apple Maps to find out which one got him to his destination the fastest. And he also tracked how accurate they all were. And Google Maps was the clear winner.
Yeah. The Google Maps car drove down our street the other day, and my kid was like, came tearing out of his room.
Did he hang a BA?
Oh my God! What's a BA?
What?
That must be a
bear ass? Is
yes.
that?
Yeah, how do you not?
No, he didn't do that. He just went, he's like, oh my God, no! He goes tearing out of the house. I'm like, what's happening? And on his way out of the door, the Google Maps car! Just wanted to be
Why
in the shot.
It?
He wanted
oh.
to go be in the
right.
Thing.
Did he hang a BA or not?
No, I don't even think he made it. The guy goes pretty fast. He was cruising through our neighborhood, and Riley just so I'm like,
oh, it was
my
the
God.
Older one.
Yeah. Oh, he was so excited. He couldn't get out there fast enough. Like,
the
oh
older one was doing. I thought for sure it was the young one.
No. Oh my God, that kid lives in darkness. He can't see out his windows.
He wouldn't come
shade
out
down
for that.
Over.
All
no,
right.
Are you kidding me? He's got this disco ball and his crazy lights and stuff going in there. Oh, my God.
How's your right doing? We haven't heard anything about...
Dude, I haven't heard anything either. All I hear is occasionally I walk by his room and I hear...
What's that?
He's, like, recording something where he's, you know, got two spoons that he's clacking together or he's banging on a pile of books or something. That's not the sounds I'm hearing anymore.
No.
He was playing the bass the other day. I was like, oh, this is like a real, I'm like, and I say, oh, I'd love to hear what you're working on. No, it's not ready. Great.
Wow.
I know. But that kid lives in total darkness.
But that's the kid we know he went to Grammy camp. So I'm assuming that we are expecting some hits anytime soon.
I'm really expecting that, Vinny. I'm really sure that that's what's going to come out of that darkened room. Hits.
Probably.
I'm going to need a little cash for
all
that.
Well, you don't go to Grammy camp if you want to be some indie guy who never gets recognized for anything.
Do
you? You don't, right?
Looks like he's holding out on his hits, though. He hasn't released
anything. He hasn't released that. He's like, it's been a long time since I posted. I'm putting together a whole thing. I'm like, okay.
Oh. Well, anyway, Google Maps, everyone.
All right.
It's the one to use.
Well, that's the one I usually use. So good to know.
The actual driving time, average driving time with Google Maps was shorter than the other two, which are Apple Maps and Waze. Waze does give you real-time info, though, like police ahead.
Right.
Which can be very handy.
Yeah.
Not for me, but, you know, for those people out there.
Well, in case there's some kind of police action going on that you need to know about.
Right.
Ding, ding.
That doesn't make noise. That's too bad.
Honk. Yeah. Honk. That's honk. What it would say if it made noise, Vinny.
Big nose jokes, everybody.
Hilarious. Ba-doom. Boom. Come on, it's all.
You ever get a crummy meal?
Yeah.
Me too.
It's a bummer.
3% of us wouldn't send back food even if the entire meal was wrong.
Oh. What? Well, it is a risk to send back a meal. You got to be nice about it.
39% of people say they're either somewhat uncomfortable or very uncomfortable with sending something back at a restaurant.
I would say I'm somewhat uncomfortable with it. Nobody wants to do that.
No, you don't want to, but I paid for that.
Yeah, but I'm still uncomfortable sending it
back. I'm not uncomfortable.
You know what? I took a bite out
of
a... And it's a place I like, too. I took a bite out of a burger, and it was so raw.
Oh.
And I just put it down, and I was done eating. Like,
you just had a mouthful of raw squish meat.
There's nothing that you can serve me that I want any part of. Mm-hmm. And they're all, well, let us make it. No. Nah. I'm done eating.
So did they comp it?
Of course they did.
Well,
absolutely.
You never know. Sometimes people won't do that.
It was clear that I'd only taken the one bite and been all...
There's the burger with the one bite taken out and a little pile of yuck.
You
next
could piece
to
it back together and send it off to someone else.
Yeah, that was not some... And that ruined my... I didn't eat the rest of the day. It ruined me.
Yeah.
Boy, that's... Wouldn't ruin me, but...
Really?
Yeah, even, like, if I find a hair, even, it doesn't ruin my appetite. I'm bummed and everything. I want...
Would you send it back if you found a hair?
I don't know. One time I found a hair, I'm like...
You just ate around it.
I just want to think it's mine. You know, maybe that's my hair.
So you ate around it.
Except that it's blonde.
Pulled it out.
You ate around it.
Was it a long one?
I didn't eat it around it. I pulled it out and ate.
It was that long?
It was pretty long.
Wait, so you still ate the bites where the hair lived? And came from?
Should I have scooped out a trench there? Is that what?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, it's just a hair. You know.
Right. From which part of that person's body did
it? It was long enough that it was like a head hair.
Oh, you're sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Not too curly, right?
It wasn't a short and curly. Even that these days, you know, people don't have those.
Oh, right.
Or
good
at least,
point.
They're at least clipped way down. I mean, I'd be like, oh, not only is there a gross short and curly, someone has one of those back there. Jesus. Or they got like hairy knuckles, you know, like somebody who's got super like, you know, long curly hair on the tops of their hands.
You have hairy knuckles?
I don't, but you know how there are people who do.
Let me see your knuckles.
They should be wearing gloves.
I do.
They be
I have hairy
gloves.
Knuckles.
You do?
I think so, yeah.
You think so?
Well, there's hair. I mean, I definitely...
I feel like they're hairy.
Here, you can see that there's like a little bit of hair on there.
Hold on.
Vinny, don't... Your chair rolls, you know.
Yeah. Oh, what happened to your finger?
Oh, I don't know. Gardening.
Gardening?
Yeah, my hands are all racked up.
Jesus!
I know. So, but see how there's like slight... Do you see it?
You should try gloves.
Oh, my God. I did have gloves on.
You had gloves and got that?
I did. This is... It's just thorns, Vin, you know? Like you trim back.
Yeah,
lemon
no,
trees
I do
have
know.
Big thorns and roses have big
gnarly.
Thorns.
Gnarly. Good vacation, huh?
Bougainvillea has big thorns.
That's what you're up to.
Yep.
All right. Yard done?
Anyway, So back to your original thing. Everybody has hair on their knuckles, but some people have like really long black hair.
John's been sick for a week.
John's been really sick.
What's the knuckle hair thing was never mine. That was yours. What happened to your husband?
He just has a really bad cold.
Oh. Mm. So Chumley and Dick and Chumley are...
They were off last week, but I think they're back this week. I don't know.
Ay, ay, ay.
We got to get that thing done, man.
Well.
4th of July is only 4 months away now, so.
You going to make it?
Uh-huh.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Because you were supposed to make it last year, 4th of July. All right. The most popular cocktail.
Mojito.
It's the whiskey sour.
Oh, I do like a whiskey sour.
You do?
Mm-hmm. John makes those when our lemon tree is producing.
Long Island iced tea, Moscow mule.
Yeah, those are good.
Tequila sunrise and the mimosa.
Oh, yeah, the mimosa. That is nice. You do feel special. You feel all brunchy when you have a mimosa. I always feel like, oh, isn't this ladies who lunch of me?
Yeah, I would push that back at the guy and say,
well, yeah, you're an alcoholic. You well, say, no, how you know, dare you put alcohol I mean, in if my
I'm,
orange juice?
If I'm the me that gets to drink,
oh,
I'm like,
you're not going for that, huh?
No. Don't try to fill my don't waste belly space with that nonsense. Get out of here.
It's nice. We always have a mimosa at when we go up to the Fairmont in Sonoma. Mm-hmm. Every year we have breakfast all of us together the next morning.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I don't recall seeing you at those, but the rest of us
after
all have
show,
breakfast
yeah.
after the show. So yeah, so after we do the live broadcast, we all go over and have
funny.
Breakfast. It's weird.
I think you can hear the echo of me going,
pew! Yeah, we see the dust cloud leaving the area, but we all go, we all have mimosas. And
right. You still probably beat me home, though, so
probably,
you know, that's
even.
What's going on there.
Yep. You got a long drive. Yeah.
So whiskey sour, surprisingly.
Mm. Yeah.
Who knew?
They're good.
Half of Americans are scared to go to the dentist. You pussies.
Scared
go to the dentist.
Yeah.
Go to the dentist. Get your teeth cleaned. Get it taken care of.
Yeah, Uzi doesn't.
And
like
she
it
put
at
it, you
all.
Know what though? Uzi put it off
don't,
for
don't
so long.
Yeah, don't
and then
that.
She's got
then
Are you
got,
done?
And then it got worse.
Don't do that.
Are you done now?
No,
I remember
I have to another tooth to work on.
So you took a break for a while.
I did take a break and you know, some of the things insurance wasn't covering, so I had to build back my money.
Oh, Bryn.
What's
Stop,
going on?
Bryn.
What's
Bryn,
this
don't,
last
don't
tooth?
Play the drill.
Is this the last tooth?
She's sweating.
No.
She's relevant. Having hot flashes.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
So you're almost there.
Yeah.
She's got right. 10 more
we'll
sessions.
See. Yeah, we'll there. See how that goes. Oh, I've been thinking about it every night. I think about it.
You
every
do?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's just the one last final tooth.
So your tooth is bothering you. And so
it
occurs
me.
To you.
And I think it occurs to me when I'm laying down.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
Get the
on that
throb
side.
Going.
Just ever so slightly.
The mouth.
Most of the people didn't develop dental fear until they were teenagers or adults. So it wasn't a kid thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's usually when you the first time you go in there and the dude hurts you. Or the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
it's
I.
Like, ow, that's awful.
None of my teeth fell out. Mm-hmm. Every one of them had to be pulled. And I do remember that Novocaine needle sucks.
Oh.
Like being a little kid and just hating
Scary.
The fact that I got to go in and I know what they're going to do. And it totally sucks. And you're just a squirmy little, I don't know, what, 50 pounder just hating life. Just, ah! As a guy, Dr. Urbanski.
Oh.
Comes in with the needle and pokes you 3 or 4 times.
It's super painful. Like getting the Novocaine is the most painful part of it. Although, of course, I'm sure it would be much more painful if you didn't have that,
right.
But damn, it hurts. Yes, David, it's real life. Heard enough out of you. That kid must be 32 by now, right?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
God damn it.
What?
Says 925. You were on vacation for a week. Let's hear about that. Not this big piece of bleep Big Brother.
Oh, the celebrity Big Brother.
Right.
We did talk about our vacations. I don't know what else you want us
Hawaii,
to say.
Hawaii was excellent.
Yeah.
I went to have a meal. This place is apparently world famous.
For what?
Kiko and Boots or something like that. For pancakes. Macadamia nut pancakes.
Oh.
So, you know.
Was this the yummy breakfast that you had?
No, this wasn't.
Oh.
It was good. It was fine. But so you hear, you know how you hear stuff and your things get built up.
Yeah.
You fill in all the blanks.
Yeah.
So I hear macadamia nut pancakes. Mm. This place, we got to go. Kiko and Boots or something. It's in a strip mall across from the Target.
Oh.
Like it
you were hoping
had,
for like a little beach place with
hammocks
out
front.
Yeah,
it had been
front.
One thing, and then it had moved on up, I guess, to a strip mall across from the Target.
Mm.
It's just not the Hawaii that I expected.
Hoped to experience.
Yeah, I just, all right. And it was delicious. Fine. I mean, they still have roosters walking around all over the place wherever you go.
Yeah.
But
even at the strip mall?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Which is nice.
Sure.
There I am at the Whole Foods, and there's a rooster cockle-doodle-doing.
Oh. I didn't know that about Hawaii.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, they got...
I've only been there one time.
You were just there, right?
They had mongooses.
Yeah, but I wasn't out there.
Mongoose?
I didn't see many roosters.
You didn't see roosters and chickens walking around everywhere.
I may have.
You didn't hear roosters?
I've heard roosters, but I didn't see them walking around the streets.
You didn't?
No.
Are they pretty?
They're actually pretty good looking, yeah.
Yeah, like fancy roosters with fancy tails and crazy feathers.
Yep.
You want to know the plural of mongoose?
Yeah.
So you can use both, mongooses or rarely use mongeese.
Oh. That's all I remember from Hawaii was I was like, what are those crazy squirrels? What are those? Oh, my God, they're everywhere. Are they mongoose?
You can say that.
Okay. Could be a squirrel.
408 says, good morning. I'm very behind on podcasts and just listened to the Secret Santa show.
Oh, boy, you really are.
Jesus. Yuzette for the win. I had to redo my mascara. Yeah, Yuzi did pull out all the...
Yeah, the song. She had me, and she had my husband cut a song that she sang, and it was just, it was super...
Oh, that one. I was like, what?
And I was wearing your plaid shirt you gave me on vacation.
All
I thought of you. I'm like, oh, I'm putting the Yuzi shirt on. I miss my Yuzi.
510 says, Japanese restaurants here have them. One in a strip mall in San Jose has one.
Have what?
I think it's the bidet thing.
Oh.
I do... Look... I thought that, you know, Hawaii is sort of a surfing mecca, a water sports place, a place where you go to swim and hit the beach and whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a shopping district now. Mm. That South Shore is just all high-end shopping, and it seems to be aimed at the Japanese tourist. Mm. And I think that's
too bad, actually, because I always think of Hawaii as being, you know, almost just like this wild jungle.
Well, all the other islands. But Oahu, Honolulu, Waikiki area, Yowza. Yeah.
I guess Bali's the place to go, huh, Hooman?
Oh, man. I
the
mean,
Wild Island.
It's hard to get to in terms
Didn't
of travel.
Did you get worms there?
I got bronchitis, a chest cold, and a stomach flu. But that doesn't happen to everybody.
But not worms?
No worms.
That's
but
good.
That was a pretty bad triple threat. It took me 25 days to recover.
25 days?
Yeah.
Coming up in the trash, Sarah.
I'm going to start with Jennifer Lawrence. She was on 60 Minutes last
night. Oh, man, I saw Red Sparrow.
Oh, great. That'll tie right in because she did some stuff in Red Sparrow that she doesn't like doing.
Oh, man, it's...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know what that
means.
Good
or bad? I can find out after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.